Hello, Tales listeners. This is Chirag, and we're gearing up towards a new season of Tales of the Trade coming out later in the year. We've been speaking to some incredible people about the businesses and communities they've brought to life, just like our previous seasons, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I also wanted to share with you a new show on our network called Karama Sutra, which features chronicles from communities we've grown up with. It's hosted by Vinita Bharadwaj, with some help from yours truly, and on our premiere episode, we trace the story of a restaurant that claims to be the first of its kind in Dubai. And you'll hear from its manager, who's been there since the day they opened. I'd really love to hear what you guys think of the show. You can drop us an email at ks@amaya.fm. You can also look us up on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So I want to share with you the first part of that episode. I hope you enjoy it.
Can you imagine working in the same job for the same business with the same routine for 40 years?
Yeah, I don't really think I could.
I'm Vinita Bhardwaj, and I'm here with Chirag Desai, bringing you Karama Sutra, chronicles from communities we've grown up with.
So I guess every Indian with a connection to the United Arab Emirates, and I'm going to say the UAE here because I was more of an Abu Dhabi kid, certainly knows of and has possibly been a patron of Woodlands over the years.
I remember the first time we walked into Woodlands. It was in 1990. I must have been about 12. And we stepped into this little restaurant where this not-so-tall Indian gentleman with a boyish face, a small moustache and neatly combed black hair stood behind the till. There was something so striking about that frame, and now that I think about it, it was, I suppose, meant to be the first frame in a sort of time-lapse to today, where so much and so many of us have moved on. But that little restaurant still stands, and so does that Indian gentleman, albeit considerably older. The interesting thing I always thought about Woodlands was it wasn't so much about the food. I can't ever recall people going gaga over their menu. In fact, until a few months ago, I didn't even know they had a printed menu. I think it's one of those standalone outlets that over the years became an institution. And its biggest cachet has been its ability to capture the familiar, especially amongst its primary target audience. To a certain generation of Indians, a restaurant named Woodlands Vegetarian was synonymous with a very specific menu, that of a simple, traditional, Madras-inspired breakfast, strictly vegetarian, which means the food itself was vegetarian, of course, but prepared in a kitchen that was vegetarian and did not even entertain the presence of eggs, and also prepared, ideally, by people who were vegetarian.
So we're talking about the idlis, the dosas, the vadas, the sambar, the coconut chutney.
And the coffee.
How much do we know about where it all began?
So we can trace it back to the Woodlands Hotel in Madras. Because here's another quirk. Restaurants were, and still are, referred to as hotels in, I'm going to say, most of India.
Yeah, and I find that very interesting when I travel as well, because even though there isn't any lodging, and you could walk into this hotel, and it'll turn out to be just a kitchen serving food.
Yeah. So the Woodlands Hotel in Madras was established in 1939. A successful restaurateur called K. Krishna Rao, who for the record is also credited as the inventor of the masala dosa, turned the place into a phenomenon because it really popularized the Udupi-style cuisine and made idlis and dosas mainstream. Udupi cuisine is a cuisine of South India which gets its name from Udupi, a city on the southwestern coast of India. The dishes that dominate it are primarily made from grains, such as rice, beans, vegetables, and fruits, and it traditionally avoids the use of onions or garlic, as well as, of course, no meat, fish, or shellfish.
So that sounds pretty vegan-friendly to me.
I want to say mostly yes, although some outlets do work in ghee, which is, of course, clarified butter, butter itself, and also yogurt into the menu. But I think that's more of a recent entrant, because traditionally the recipes didn't really have any or require any dairy.
Right.
So K. Krishna Rao was the son of a Hindu priest, and when he was in his 20s, around the early 1920s, he moved to Madras, and this is, of course, still colonial India, and he worked in a hotel as a cleaner, helper, waiter, and a junior cook. His employer was very impressed with his commitment and promoted him to manage one of his hotels, which, of course, is still a restaurant. In 1926, Krishna Rao moved to Mount Road, which was one of the main arterial roads of Madras, and he partnered with the owner of another Udupi-style establishment to set up his own joint. In 1938, a wealthy landowner sold one of his posh residences to a building contractor who started the Woodlands Hotel. Krishna Rao was quite entrepreneurial, and he leased this hotel in 1939 and turned it into one of the most popular hangouts in the pre-independence era. However, once the lease expired, the contractor didn't want to renew the agreement with Krishna Rao, which prompted him to purchase land in another part of town called Mylapore, where he built the new Woodlands Hotel in 1952, which I have to say still stands. But it's finally a hotel with lodging. So there are actually rooms where you can go and stay.
There's another quirk here as well, which is a very Indian thing, right? If you have this kind of disagreement with somebody or something doesn't work out with the original restaurant, you just put a new in front of it and start all over again.
Absolutely. So since then, several imitations of Woodlands have spawned all over India and overseas. And I think they all pretty much bring up the same image of consistency, familiarity, and simplicity.
Right. So basically, Udupi cuisine became famous by way of these Woodlands establishments in Madras, now Chennai. And even though their namesakes started popping up in cities around the world, but they weren't formally connected like, say, a McDonald's or a Starbucks might be, or with a franchise, or at least in partnership with the original. But they did seem to embody enough of the essence of the originals to communicate to the intended audience. They still offered that same promise of the Woodlands in Madras.
That's right. So the Woodlands in Dubai is not linked to any of the others around the world. However, it does claim a significant slice of history in the UAE story.
South Indian vegetarian restaurant, UAE first, Woodlands.
Ashok Kumar is from Palakkad in the southern Indian state of Kerala. And he's been the manager at Woodlands since they opened 40 years ago. At 16, he'd already landed his first job at the Annapurna restaurant in Coimbatore, where he worked for 6 years. And this is where his path crossed with the soon-to-be owner of Woodlands in Dubai, who invited Ashok to come out to Dubai and set up the restaurant and help him manage it. So we had to ask him what made him take that leap of faith into an unknown city.
Like to come here?
No. But I know there's good business that time. That guy telling I'll spend the money. Okay, you'll do the
full
job,
setting up.
Full setting up.
The cooks,
yeah.
Finding the
cook,
cooks,
everything.
Everybody.
That guy is coming, okay, I'll do openings in Dubai. He'll come and setting everything. Okay, I'll come. I'm come to Dubai the first time I turn, come to flight, no?
You wanted to fly?
Yeah. Otherwise, I'll tell you my father and mother, I'll go to other place, I'll see fly. No. Any job, he'll go. That's no problem.
Did you go to a college, university?
No, I am plus two in Palakkad.
Okay. And then you went straight to work?
Yeah.
In Annapurna?
Annapurna.
When you came to Dubai, were you married?
No, I'm bachelor, 22 years old.
But for 22 years old, that's still very young.
Yeah.
To come to a new place,
to
set up a new restaurant,
not
speaking Arabic, and you have to find the cooks and bring them, take care of everything.
Everything.
How did you do it?
I know that in that field, I know that way easily. I am working in Annapurna 6 years. That time only the Baldi Arabic people also talk to English, little Hindi. It's okay.
And lots of Malayalam.
Lots of Malayalam. That time I'm coming to 8 people first. And start a small like this. Only three cooks and two cleaner and three waiters. Today now 24.
I don't know if you remember this, Chirag, but there was this time in Dubai or even in the UAE when we just sort of knew places through their landmarks.
Yeah, I think some of it is still, you still see it, especially among the old timers today. But, you know, it's this kind of concept of saying, hey, go past the Sana signal and turn right, or drive by this pig post office rather than, you know, street numbers and names that we're used to now.
And that's sort of how you navigated Karama. And in a way, Woodlands played a pretty important role in making sure Indians never got lost in a pre-Google Maps era. It was a landmark, it was a signpost, it was a very important identifier. And so here we are 40 years later, and you still see mostly positive reviews for Woodlands and their quality. So for example, I do a quick Google search and I see this 4-star verdict by Velram Shanmugam, who posted this in August 2019. He says of Woodlands, very good food, retaining the same taste for last many, many years. You get a very nice buttermilk refreshment as complimentary for summer. This is one restaurant which is more inclined to sticking their quality and quantity and not getting into commercial mode. Love it.
In the sambar, don't use chili powder and that one. I'll make it fry and that grinding, that turn, I'll make it. That like home style.
Sambar or Sambar, pronounced differently depending on which part of India one is from, is a hot dish made out of a mix of tamarind water, cooked lentils, and vegetables. Now, the recipe varies depending on who's in the kitchen, and the taste is ultimately determined by the sambar powder mix or masala, which is a secret that can be handed down over generations or guarded ferociously, as is the case with Woodlands. As a condiment, sambar can make or break South Indian restaurants' fate.
That's why sambar and pongal and vada and masala dosa, our shop is good business. And afternoon thali also. Other restaurant going, everything in modern, modern, modern. They're only coming Woodlands, same 40 years like this. No chili chows, these are the smelling, no. Nothing and sambar, original sambar. South Indian is still, okay, I'll make it and give. That's all. North Indian or Chinese.
But even in Annapurna now, you can get pani puri.
Yes, I know. I know.
You've never changed the menu. It's always been the same.
Same. The typical South Indian people like this.
Have customers ever told you they want you to introduce something like more North Indian?
Customer telling, but I don't take. But I'm still, typically South Indian food. That's it.
So let's talk about what Karama is like today.
Karama today is quite different. Woodlands has to compete with at least a dozen restaurants that offer the same menu, and a lot more choice that considers the diverse taste buds of families as well as fickle palates. These include independent outlets, big chains that are recognized brands from India, and multi-cuisine Indian restaurants that also work in your idlis, dosas, and uttapams.
No, before is good, now little restaurant. Always business is slow. No? That's why that also slow.
Have you ever been under the danger or risk of closing because it was not doing well at all?
That situation never come. 5% maybe this month, 5% come next month, 6% more. 2% come, 3%. So, okay, that's okay.
But never so badly that...
Yeah, no, no, no.
Yeah, okay, good.
This problem is only is our boss. 10% is more that business, he'll put 10% put in pocket. Otherwise, 3% come, okay, minus 3%, that's it.
So he's a good boss?
Yes. No, like this, kit. This guy telling this building more than maybe 2 or 3 years. This finish and this building will go.
Oh, this building?
Yeah. This old one, 40 years old, 42 years old.
So they might knock it down?
Yeah. Maybe this demolition time.
Oh, no.
Maybe. After 2020 is nothing. After 2020 is maybe.
And you were the first and only one for a long time, right?
Yeah, South yeah, India. Yeah.
It was only like afterwards you had Kamath.
Coming 15 years. And Sharana, and Venus, and Sangeeta. Now Merlin, like this. Sorry, Milan. Next to Sarvan Bhavan.
You were the king for 15 years.
25 years king.
25 years king.
Yeah. That coming only 15 years, no? This open is 40 years. I'm 25 years, nobody's not there, Karama. That time I'll king.
Don't you get bored?
No, bored.
No?
This is good. I'm going vacation is bored. Your public is coming. I'll talk to, nice talk to. Always I'm going to my home, only my daughter is there, that's it.
Can you imagine working in the same job, for the same business, with the same routine, for 40 years?
Yeah, I don't really think I could.
When we come back, crunchy meduvadas, the secret sauce or sambar to Ashok's youthful looks, and the all-important question, can he ever retire?
So that was the first part of our premiere episode of Karama Sutra. And if you want to listen to the rest, please head on over to Karama Sutra in this very podcast player or look us up on the web. That's karamasutra.com. That's karamasutra.com.